Okay, welcome everybody to another episode of
Heart to Heart,
where me, a clueless dad, Carlos Santos, talks to his seven-year-old,
Eli Santos.
Yeah, and he gets to, actually, I want to let you guys know, he gets to ask me any question under the sun, and I have to answer honestly. And these questions are not prepared beforehand, so I don't know what he's going to say. But today was a kind of special edition. We didn't talk about the topic today, but he did let me know the dangers of his next question.
And also, the next question is, was there ever a time or that me or mom made you feel insecure?
Wow! When I heard that the other day, that was gonna be the question, I was like, oh no, and I just didn't give it another thought. So I'm gonna try to wrap my head around it right now.
So,
and really have to just come clean. Lots of times, Eli. Lots of times. Okay. I'm gonna let you know that a husband and wife, a man and woman, have a lot of
issues.
Differences. I want to say issues. It's really up to us whether they become issues. But we're really different already.
Yeah.
I mean, equal in the eyes of God,
yeah.
But very different in many ways, playing different roles. And those differences kind of spark off, especially when you're a husband and wife who've been together for years. And me and mommy are really different. Super different.
Oh, so they're... Are there ways that me and you are different?
Definitely. But if you want...
Absolutely,
so what do you want to know more? How you make me insecure? How mommy makes me insecure?
Especially me.
Especially you. Okay.
You can both, but...
Well, then there's... For you and me, there's a generation gap.
Yeah, there is. And we're trying to bridge that right now.
And usually, the younger generation always feels like they're better than the new next generation, the older generation.
Well, actually, yeah.
I mean, that's not always bad, because that's really, if you really, really secure yourself, us older dudes really want you guys to be better. We want each generation after to keep getting better and better and make this world better and better, better than we ever could.
But I think you said in one of the other episodes that it makes you feel a little insecure when you say that I'm going to be 10 times better than you.
Yeah.
I think you said that in one of our episodes.
Yeah, I think I was saying that I don't want my life to be meaningless just because you're on board.
Yeah.
What are the things that you're better? Let's list that down. Where are the things that you're better? Let me just see if I can admit that.
I think it's in the online world.
Yeah, so you're better at... Well, we're not really into FB.
Don't Canva, have FB. Yeah. But I use Messenger Kids.
Messenger Kids. Where else?
But I don't really use that now.
So where else are you better in the online world?
I guess in video editing. But I also like how you edit your
in
videos.
Canva.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not sponsoring by them, by the way. We're not endorsing them. Your keynotes. I think I wouldn't say online, because you can be. You're only seven. You can't really be online.
Yeah.
But digitally speaking, you know how to manage the apps.
Yeah.
You know how to know Zoom. You knew a lot of the functions of Zoom a lot more before I did.
Yeah, and I even taught mom a function in Keynote, where when you click the page number on your keyboard, then it shows like a little panel on the left side, which shows the slides,
right.
And then you can click go.
Okay, here's where that makes me insecure, is when I'm already on a meeting and I'm in Zoom meeting, and you're telling me what to do. You're telling me how to use this video setting and the share settings and whatever settings while I'm having my meeting. So that's
I'm just suggesting.
I know, but when you're there, that it's, in all honesty, like I said, I'm coming clean. You're showing me up. You're making people think, hey, his kid knows more than he does. But they don't really think that, I'm sure.
But you're on mute.
I guess. I guess it's just also distracting. And I need to focus on so many things. And you're telling me what to do online or on the Zoom, on the app or whatnot.
Yeah.
So that's where that can get really annoying, irritating, insecure, frustrating. Yeah. What's another thing you're better at me?
Huh, I think it's in the spelling.
Nice.
When you text messages, I notice that sometimes you put the wrong extra letters in your words.
Oh, you know what? Okay, let's go into spelling. Because, you know, that's texting.
Yeah.
But that leads me to this. I think when it comes to literature, you've already read as many books as I've read, classical literature, in my whole grade school. And what? You're only grade 2.
Ah!
Yeah, you've
really?
Read you've read church history, world history, you've read
like
a lot
books.
Of fables and poems, and you've already memorized Robert Frost. Was that Robert Frost? What was the Road Less
Road
Traveled?
Road Not Taken.
Yeah, Road Less Traveled, Road Not Taken.
I recommend that poem.
Yeah, you've memorized, you know, 1 Corinthians 13.
I already forgot 1 Corinthians 13.
But still, you've probably forgotten more than I've ever read and remembered myself.
Yes.
And that's,
I guess.
So you're really well read. And I'm not that I'm insecure now, but I can just imagine when you grow up and you really will have so much more in your head. More than me.
But I'm sure there some of the apps are going to have new updates that I don't even know the function of.
See, updates and apps and... See, I'm now squeezing his head. You're so much in your head. You're so much smarter than I ever was at 7 years old. What else? I think I love it that you have a sense of wonder about everything. You love it that you just like, you know, seeing huge caterpillars turn into butterflies.
Yeah, I even had a pet green caterpillar. He was very fat when we found him.
Yeah, me, I wanted to escape reality really quick when I was young. I just wanted to stay in my books. But you still look at the world.
Yeah, and actually, I really highly recommend those books that we read right now.
So, you probably have tons and tons of more stuff that are already potentially greater than I'll ever be. And I guess part of that is looking down the road, that you're already so awesome right now. How are you going to be? And you know what? Where that kind of comes into conflict with me is that behind my brain or my thoughts, I have the sinking feeling you feel like even right now you know more than me.
I don't.
You don't?
I think I only think I don't 99.9%.
But there's that 1% that thinks that you do know a lot more.
0.1?
maybe. So that have that. And so how can I, when I was, you know, in my generation, the way we were raised, your performance or how good you were will earn you your authority. Like, if you're good, then you deserve to be obeyed, or you deserve to be heard or listened to or given value. That's sort of my generation.
And I actually think you told me that once your dad kept on telling you to get higher grades, and then you kept on getting higher.
Yes. Disclaimer, I love my pops. I love pops. But, you know, that's just that generation.
Yeah.
So now we have... I sort
of
see that.
You.
Yeah. So I sort of feel that, like, if you know more than me, and what I know is getting less and less, then perhaps I'm becoming less and less the person you're supposed to be following.
But really, no generation is without flaws.
Right, definitely.
Yeah.
It's nice of you. That's not fair. Even you pointing that out makes you better than us.
But it makes me feel very secure when you say that.
That you are better than us?
Well, yeah. But actually, I think my generation is actually really like saying that I am better than you, all caps.
What?
But,
that sounds very mayabang. Yeah. That sounds very boastful.
yeah, many kids are saying that already. But I am just saying that all low caps.
Low caps. So that's, yeah, that's a difference.
Or that means only, I think, 5% of what...
So listen, when I told you about how we grew up,
yeah,
and now you see how you're growing up,
yeah,
don't you see that there, that how that might have conflict somewhere along the road, that our, yeah, insecurities of the older generation growing up, and we're feeding your over security as you are growing up, then what do you think will keep you from thinking, and from young kids from thinking, that they don't have to listen to their daddies anymore?
Stop that.
How can you prevent that?
It really depends on how you do it, really.
Mm. Why?
Because sometimes I have heard a quote that says, whatever a child does is whatever his parents do.
Because monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
You're right. Actually, if we become too tight with our, you know, our God-given, and, you know, our privilege of raising you and leading you, if we abuse that and force you, you know, and not be secure enough to really discover with, along with us, your path in life and your value in life as well.
Well.
Hold on. Let me finish. So that's... See, that also, that you letting me not finish, that makes me insecure. Number 10.
What?
But there, that, you know, our generation just really has to be secure enough. And it's, I hope you guys see, you don't abuse that. What? It's 12 minutes already? It's a lot. I knew this was going to be long.
Yeah.
I just hope you guys don't abuse that.
Yeah. But really, what I'm trying to emphasize is that many of us just think that your brain has nothing. Most of us kids right now
think that us daddies, our brain has nothing?
Well, many kids right now.
Are you sure?
Actually,
I don't think so. Maybe we should make a poll.
Some kids.
If any of you, maybe all the three of you who are listening right now, I don't know how many who are listening, but maybe if your kids, could you ask your kids, do they really think that? And
yeah,
and right now I have to ask you, like, do you think that?
Well,
there's nothing,
no,
in our brains?
No.
So why did you mention that? That seems very disrespectful, honestly.
Well, but it's just, I'm trying to say that there are some kids that do not, yeah, respect their parents.
Okay.
And I'm sure that you really have more experience than us. But that still doesn't mean that we are inexperienced. And
yeah, right.
You still have experience, right. But you have very good advice, really.
Yeah, and I guess, well, we'll talk about that next time with mommy.
Yeah.
Because she has a lot to do with that as well, in checking me. But for now, let me just have to say that it's hard, Eli. It's hard,
yeah,
for my generation to secure you and raise you up, lift you up. And we don't feel secure enough that it diminishes us, and we're okay with that. We ought to be okay with that.
I can really imagine.
Yes, and when you're saying stuff like that, that I guess that hurts us even a little bit more. So it's our responsibility really to secure ourselves. You can't do that. You're not the one to secure the dads. And
yeah,
my prayer, daddies, is that, I pray that and even, I don't know if our experience with the earthly fathers have secured us, but I pray our divine father secures us enough that we see our children as truly blessings and rewards, not
yeah,
a threat to us. I pray that dearly,
yeah,
in the name of Jesus, and that we be so overflowing with God's love that it provides a foundation for our children to launch into their lives. They always they themselves taste and see the goodness of the Lord, and they're their Father in heaven, and they can really feel that in their lives. So just security, security, security for all you dads, moms and dads, and your children.
And actually, I can really imagine what it is like for you when you're... I imagine what it was like for you growing up.
Yeah, I think we need to have a part two with this, Eli. This is a long discussion. So why don't you pray for the kids?
Okay. Lord, thank you that we can always be secure in you, that there is no need for... to at least do something to earn your love. Your love has already been with us forever. And Lord, help the kids to actually process whatever their dad say. But still, I know that you will still keep them secure through their dads. But because... no matter what they face, no matter what the challenges are, they will still be loved. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Amen. That was awesome. We'll see you again. This is everybody. Well, me and Eli... pause to see who's really better at tickling.
Bye.